Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm Rob Dunwood. The Biden administration has requested the U.S. Supreme Court review Florida and Texas laws restricting how social media companies moderate the content users post on their platforms. Both Florida and Texas passed laws making it illegal for large social platforms like Facebook to suspend or punish users, citing longstanding allegations that major platforms are biased against conservatives. In briefs filed on Monday, the U.S. Solicitor General urged the court to take up a pair of lawsuits led by the tech trade group NetChoice, which underscores that the laws in Florida and Texas are unconstitutional. Tesla has launched a new standard range Model S and Model X vehicles, which are $10,000 less than their base and Plaid predecessors. Scheduled for delivery sometime in September, the Model S standard range will set buyers back $78,490, has 85 miles less range at 320 than its base counterpart at 405, and takes 3.7 seconds versus 3.1 to accelerate to 60 miles per hour. The standard Model X is listed for $88,490, has a standard range of 269 miles versus 348, and takes 4.4 seconds to accelerate to 60 compared to 3.8 seconds for the base version. You will soon be able to get food delivered to your gate at some of the biggest airports in the United States. Bloomberg is reporting that airport food management company OTG, which currently manages food offerings at 350 venues and 23 terminals, will start offering the deliver-to-your-gate service starting at Newark in September and expanding to other airports in November. The service works similarly to ordering apps like Uber Eats and Grubhub, but instead of having to download an app, travelers need only scan a QR code on their phones from which they can order and pay. Netflix has begun public testing of its cloud-streamed games to subscribers in Canada and the UK. Netflix VP of Games Mike Verdue characterized this as a limited beta test to a small number of members, so not all subscribers in Canada or the UK will have access to it right away. The two games available right now are Oxenfree and Mole Hugh's Mining Adventure. The games are controlled with your smartphone via the Netflix app on Android or a downloadable controller app on iOS, which has been available in the App Store since last week. Music labels including Sony Music Entertainment and Universal Music Group have filed a lawsuit against a nonprofit Internet Archive for digitizing old recordings. The Internet Archive launched a campaign called the Great 78 Project, in which it seeks to preserve pre-1972 music recorded on 78 RPM records. The labels claim that the Internet Archive's efforts are a blatant infringement involving music by artists that include Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, and Louis Armstrong. Labels claim that songs are already available through streaming and other services and face no danger of being lost, forgotten, or destroyed. According to Axios, X, the company formerly known as Twitter, is shutting down its promoted accounts ad business, which allows advertisers to promote their accounts within the platform's timeline to attract new followers. The $100 million line of business, according to an X representative, was set to begin deprecating the followers' objective ad unit last Friday. The change comes as part of a larger effort to optimize the X experience by prioritizing content formats. Just in case you were getting tired of reading all the comments on product reviews, Amazon has started using AI to summarize hundreds or thousands of Amazon reviews into a single paragraph blurb explaining what most people like or dislike about a product. The feature can be found at the top of the review section on mobile under the heading Customer Say. At the end, the paragraph includes a note that it was AI-generated. Amazon says the summaries only pull from verified purchases in an effort to cut down on fake news. And finally, for the first time ever, broadcast and cable TV fall below 50% of viewing in U.S. households according to Nielsen's monthly platform rankings. Broadcast TV fell to just 20% of viewing in July. Cable came in at 29.6% for a combined linear TV percentage of just 49.6%. Streaming, meanwhile, has grown from about 26% share of viewing in June of 2021 to 38.7% in July of 2023, a 48% jump. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com, and you can find our show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.